In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Patience is sometimes really hard, isn't it? It's hard to wait for the coming of the Lord. It's hard to watch injustice. It's hard to watch as children are harmed, and our government does more to protect those who harm them than it does to actually protect those children that are harmed. It's hard to watch as Islam and other religions that are false and worshipers of the devil seem to grow, seem to take over communities that used to be richly blessed by God, including the largest one in the United States. It's hard to watch as Nigerian Christians are stolen, kidnapped, harmed, murdered, simply for confessing the saving name of Jesus. It's hard for us to understand and grasp these things because the Lord has so abundantly blessed us here. It's hard to watch your child or your grandchild go through the same faults that you went through. Even after you have tried to help them see the better way, the world gets a foothold and convinces them otherwise. How long, O Lord? How long will you wait before you return? How long will you wait until you take this church and defeat the devil for the last time? How long will the darkness and the powers of darkness seem to have free reign? How long will perversions be celebrated on our televisions, in our communities? How long, O Lord? We are called to have patience. The Lord does things in His time. It is beyond our understanding. We are called to be patient, not only waiting for the day of the Lord, acknowledging that in these times, the Lord is calling even more to Himself. The Lord is absolutely at work, even though we see all of these terrible things happening. And this should cause us to pause and rejoice. That's the life of Christianity, after all. It gives us the opportunity to repent. It gives us the opportunity to be reminded of the God that loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to suffer the death that I deserve. When I look at the cross of Jesus Christ, that should remind me of where I should be, what I deserve, because it is my sin. And yet He who knew no sin took on my sins and your sins and the sins of the world. And He died the death that we deserve. We are called to also be patient with one another. Yes, it's easy to get mad. It's easy to go into our echo chambers and simply say things over and over only to people who believe exactly what you believe. We are called to be patient. We are called to pray for one another. We are called to pray with one another. We are called to sharpen one another, to build one another up. We are called not to live the life of the world, not so that when people look at you and say, "Oh, Christian, you live just like me," but rather that they can see the hope and joy that lives in your hearts. The travesties of this world is not the final end of the story, but the consummation on the last day is. Advent is the season that the church pauses. It is the time where the church prepares. Yes, we are running headlong toward the celebration of our Lord's first coming. But more importantly, Advent is a preparation for the second coming. For the day will come when our Lord will come to judge the living and the dead. In confirmation class, we were reminded tonight of the book of Acts, where we are told of this last day, of the universal resurrection that will happen, that those who denied Jesus Christ will be raised on that day alongside those who confessed Him. But on that day, while all will be raised, those who chose to reject him will enter into eternal perdition. This is the day, dear child of God. This is the day to hear of his mercy, to receive his forgiveness, to approach him with a contrite and repentant heart. This is the day to remind your family members, those people that you meet for the first time, that our only hope is not in me, but it's in Jesus. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord in his first coming. The prophets had come before him, and they preached the same message: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The prophets faced all sorts of terrible tribulations, even by the kings that were raised up by God to carry the sword. It got so bad that prophets believed that they were the last ones that still confessed the true God, Jehovah, Yahweh, the Lord, the great I am. For so many knees had bowed down to the false god of Baal and Ashtoreth, the false gods of the land that God had told them not to have any relationship with. We've seen what has happened as this place, richly blessed by God, this nation, richly blessed by his hand, has done just what his children did of old. It chased after the false gods, the pagan gods, which are none other than demons, St. Paul writes to the Corinthians. We have watched as so many people have fallen prey to the belief that the First Amendment gives us the right to place statues of devils next to the Ten Commandments. The lie that we are to respect all religions, to promote all religions. There is only one religion that leads to eternal salvation. There's only one religion that leads to the forgiveness of sins. All other religions are made up by the lies of the devil to try to draw people away. There are not many paths to the same God. There is one path, one way, one truth, one life. And that's Jesus Christ, the God who took on flesh, the God who was nailed to a cross, the God who died after 6 hours on that cross, the God who was buried, the God who was raised, the God who is ascended up on high, the God who comes to us week after week and distributes his supper. Jesus Christ is the only hope of salvation. So when you feel like you are the last person that believes in this Jesus, look around not just in the walls of this church, but remember that there are Christians throughout this whole world that join you in their multiple languages praying the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he taught us, that are praying, Amen, come Lord Jesus, and that he hears the church's prayers. John ultimately would be put to death for preaching the word of God. So be it. John's hope was not in this life alone. John's hope was in the life that is to come. That should be our hope too. In the name of Jesus,